You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Monday when you hear it on the radio, though this is probably Saturday when you're hearing this podcast. Why is that? Because you follow along WGOD Radio either on Facebook or you subscribe to the podcast. And that's how you're hearing this Saturday, because that's when I'm recording it. This is WGOD Radio. That's the call letters. As a radio man here, been in radio for 20 years, a station manager here at WMIE and WWBC, pastor of Island Community Church, Bible translator. I'm addicted to the Word of God. That's my passion. I share it with you. We're going through verse by verse in Matthew 24. Here tomorrow on the air, you will hear the very last sermon from our series in the book of Galatians. And that's going to be a sum up of all six chapters. And then we'll look at the last couple verses in there that the world has been crucified to me and I into the world, the Apostle Paul said. And I'll tell you, just after going through this, and comparing it with all of his other letters, boy, he is mad at these guys. He's more mad at these guys, the churches of Galatia, than he was even with the Corinthians. Now, we know he was pretty sore at the Corinthians with all the evil that was going on there, the way that they were abusing the Lord's Supper, but he wasn't as mad as he is at these guys here. Why? Because they were trying to add rules in order to be right with God or in order to be saved. A bunch of Judaizers were trying to get them to become Jews first and then Christians, and that was more than he can take. So this last sermon, you'll hear that starting tomorrow here on the radio. In the meantime, what'll be the sign of your coming and the end of the age? You know, I want to invite you out to Island Community Church here, too. The week after Easter, I'm going to be preaching the entire book of Revelation, verse by verse, starting April the 8th. And I'm looking forward to that. And you are invited to come out anytime to Island Community Church. We are at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We meet Sundays at 10:30. I'm really excited about this series that's going to be starting April the 8th. In the meantime, we left off last week looking at the Lord's, again, more signs. What'll be the sign of your coming, the end of the age? We've been going through this. We looked off last week with him bringing to light two things, two comparisons, his return to two comparisons. The first one was lightning, as lightning shines to the east and flashes to the west. Now, this is for you to see and understand and know that it's a huge thing and everybody sees it. There's no mistaking when you see lightning and you can see it for miles away. Also, vultures. Vultures, if you ever been out to Arizona, I remember when I was in the Air Force, I was in Kingman. Well, I was stationed in Las Vegas, but driving through Kingman, Arizona, you know, it's the kind of country you'd expect to see Bugs Bunny hiding under a skull in the middle of the desert and Elmer Fudd out there digging for gold. That's what Kingman, Arizona looks like. But when you're on Interstate 40, man, oh, man, you can see for miles. The road is straight beyond belief. And you can see vultures for it seems like 100 miles away. Maybe it is 100 miles. This is what the Lord Jesus is saying. Look, therefore, if they say to you, Matthew 24:26, look, he's in the desert, do not go out. Or look, he's in the inner rooms, do not believe it. For as the lightning comes from the east and flashes to the west, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. That is, everyone will see this. Then he says, for wherever the carcass is, there are the eagles will be gathered together. Another thing you'd see from a long ways away. Now, verse 29, immediately after the tribulation. Key text here. This is going to sound exactly like the Apostle Paul's rapture text. Though a lot of people don't want to believe that or refuse to believe it or don't even want to talk about it because this doesn't fit into their theology. Again, let's listen to the Word of God. Let's listen to the Lord Jesus Christ. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened. The moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from heaven, and the powers of the heaven will be shaken. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven. He's showing you when his return is. And he's telling you in plain words here, after the tribulation. The sun will be darkened. The moon will not give its light. Stars will fall from heaven. The powers of the heaven will be shaken. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. All right, some people will say, well, that's his second coming. That's not talking about the rapture. Oh, yeah? Let's keep reading. And he will send his angels with a great sound of the trumpet, and they will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. That sounds very much like the rapture to me. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. There he tells you when it's going to happen. Though you'll be darned to hear that on the radio. But I'll tell you right now, the dead in Christ will rise first. You hear people say, well, we don't know when this is. Or this could happen any time. And I say to that, yes, you do. Well, you might not know the day or the hour, but you know when the dead are going to rise. Where is that in the Bible? The Gospel of John, chapter 6, verses 39, 40, 44, and 54. The Lord Jesus said, I will raise them up on the last day. The dead in Christ are raised up on the last day. That's when this is going to happen. The dead in Christ will rise first. Then, it says here, then, we who are alive and remain will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Thus we will always be with the Lord. Now, I've had older copies of a New King James Bible that used to link these two texts here together, Matthew 24 and 1 Thessalonians 4:16. I just read to you, and newer editions have taken the link out. That is from pressure from church people. The New King James bowed to pressure from church people and took the link out there, the link that led you from one text to the other, because that goes against their theology. So they took it out. These are very, very similar. I want to encourage you to study this on your own. Again, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 15 through 18, the Apostle Paul's description at what the church likes to call the rapture, and the Lord Jesus' explanation for this rapture and for when it's going to happen. They both tell you when it's going to happen. The Apostle Paul says the dead in Christ will rise first. You know when the dead in Christ are going to rise because Jesus tells you in another place. John 6, verses 39, 40, 44, and 54. He tells you four times. And this text here, He will send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. And I think it's pretty self-explanatory, but friends, the key is, I look at it like this. The tribulation, let's call the final exam. Now, God is the principal. You and I are the students. God's given you everything that's on the test. You know the test before it comes. And as the principal, he reserves the right to call a heavenly recess anytime he wants because he's God and he can do that. The thing is for you to be prepared to take the test. You know what's on it. It's an open book test, let's call it. It is an open book test. We know more about the Antichrist than he knows about himself. We know everything about the end of the age. It's all here in the book. This is an open book test. God can call a recess anytime he wants. He can shame and silence all of us that think the rapture is a bunch of malarkey, like I do. Why? Because I think the rapture produces lazy and complacent Christians that don't think they're going to be here and face any tribulation because some guy on TV told them that, and they don't worry about anything. Or they're not prepared. Now, the Lord Jesus said, he who loves his life will lose it. He who hates his life will keep it into life eternal. How are you doing with that one? That's John 12:25. How are you doing with that, friend? He who loves his life will lose it. He who hates his life will keep it unto life eternal. Lots of other places to read too. 1 Corinthians 15 verses 51 and 52, where it tells us that at the last trumpet is when these things happen. Now that should lead you to look and see if there is a series of trumpets in the Bible. And you'll find there is. In the book of Revelation, you'll find a series of trumpets. And at the last trumpet, and the sounding of the last trumpet, the Bible says, the mystery of God will be finished. Coincidence? Or, nah, that doesn't mean anything. I refuse to take a position on this. I want to be ready at all times. I am ready to take the final exam because it's an open book test, and I know what's on the test. I know the Antichrist sits as God. I know there's going to be a rebuilt temple. He sits as God in the temple of God. I know he's going to pretend to be God because the Bible says he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. I also know that everyone who has refused Jesus Christ is going to believe this. They're going to believe that he is God. And I know that God is going to be the one to force you to believe Antichrist is God. Where's that in the Bible? 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 9 through 11. God will send a strong delusion so that they will believe the lie, that they all might be damned that believe not the truth, but delighted in unrighteousness. Wow, we're out of time. What a time that's going to be alive. Will you and I be here to see it? I believe so, yes. The question is, are you ready? He who loves his life will lose it. He who hates his life will keep it unto life eternal. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.